We are joined now by former Cabinet Minister, Honourable Alfred Ngaro, along with academic Dr. Sri Trotter, who launched the Indigenous Coalition for Israel at the beginning of September. The Indigenous Coalition for Israel is an international initiative partnering with the European Coalition for Israel. Dr. Sri states the Indigenous Coalition for Israel will provide a platform for Indigenous voices to speak up for Israel. And they join us now on Pacific Days. Kia ora, kia rana, shalom, and thank you both for your time this afternoon.
Kia ora.
Kia rana and shalom to you, Brian.
Well, firstly, can you tell us how the Indigenous Coalition for Israel came about?
Sure. Well, it's been quite a long time in the making. I've seen the need for a platform for Indigenous voices for quite a number of years to just collectively be able to stand in support of Israel and show solidarity. So we have teamed up with the European Coalition for Israel, and my husband and I actually have had a relationship with the director of the European Coalition for over 10 years through our Holocaust work. So we had a conversation. I had a conversation with him in 2017 about an Indigenous coalition, and he was very supportive of the idea. So really, it's just been a way to gather our voices, because as individuals, we're all quite small, as small individual groups. But when we come together, we can raise all of our voices. And there really is nothing like that in New Zealand, in Aotearoa. So that's part of the reasoning behind it.
For you, Alfred, how did you become, you know, involved? I understand that you, from previous Talanoa we've had, you actually have a Jewish heritage also?
Yeah, so it's my Jewish heritage is from my grandmother. Her name was Rite, but her father was Marcus Goldstein. So that's the connection that we have. And even in our family, we've got the different names that represent, because, you know, we're incredibly proud of our history and heritage. Jewish history and heritage. When I was in Parliament, I also chaired the Israeli Parliamentary Friendship Group. And that was important because it was a way of engaging not only through the diplomatic corps of the ambassador for Israel, but also to the Jewish community as well. And so, you know, it was a natural fit. And, you know, have on different occasions worked closely with Cherie and Perry Trotter and the incredible work that they've done around the Shadows of Shoah and the Holocaust remembrance. And so it was only just for me, just really a natural way of connecting. And I think more importantly, Brian, is that often our Indigenous voices, you know, don't get a platform to speak. And often it's mainstream that have conversations about Israel, its relationship to New Zealand. And, you know, that was the purpose for us and for me for joining as well.
Now, in terms of some of the goals or aspirations for Indigenous Coalition for Israel, can you talk to us on that, please?
Yeah, I'd put it down to three key things. So the first thing is to inform, you know. So we want to have good information that's out there. So it's evidence based. So it's fact checked. So it's not just like, you know, we're in a place in a time where, you know, in the world there's lots of words being spoken. There are a lot of ideas and ideologies that are, you know, sort of filling the narrative. And there are times where we want to challenge that because we don't see that as being correct. And so for our Indigenous communities, let's have good information that they can connect with, they can understand through a variety of different ways. The other one, I suppose, key thing is about engaging. In other words, let's have a platform so that we can engage, you know, whether it be here domestically in New Zealand or whether it be internationally, so that we can bring our voice to the table. You know, often Indigenous voices don't get heard. So this platform raises the opportunity, means they can speak from that into that. And I suppose the third thing is about sharing stories. You know, there are so many amazing stories that are out there. And if you go onto the website, you can see, you know, for instance, I'll give you one example on there is about John Rangihau. And John Rangihau, you know, so he was quite critically involved in the 70s and 80s around social services, social development. But he shares in that story, well, there's a friend of his that shares the story that John Rangihau, when it came to Kohangareo, which was established in 1981, Well, he attributes that to a visit to Israel in the 1970s, where as an academic and he was a social development, he saw the opportunity for full immersion in Israel, people learning, you know, Hebrew, and saw the benefit that they had around identity, you know, for a people, especially people coming there. So that's really, it's to inform, to engage, and to share, I think, just, you know, important stories.
Now, back to Dr. Sri, with regards to the European Coalition for Israel, tell us more about the work they do and some of their initiatives, please.
Sure. Well, the European Coalition began in the early 2000s, and the idea, I think, was sparked in around 2000. There was a conference in Europe to deal with anti-Semitism, which was increasing, and it was a great concern. And you might have heard of Elie Wiesel, very famous Nobel laureate. He was at the conference, and he just made the point, where are all the others? In other words, there were only Jewish people represented, and he was just raising the issue, as nobody else concerned. So he said, where are the others? So Thomas Sandel established the European Coalition to be the voice of the others, in Europe in particular. And so they've established initiatives such as the first UN Remembrance Day was held in the European Union, was established by the European Coalition for Israel. And they're very active at the UN. They've set up the Cultural Diplomacy Group, and they're really trying to cultivate friendship towards the Jewish people. They have a Jewish friendship group, and they've had things like Yom Kippur recognized, which is a Jewish celebration. So they're working very much in that sort of international platform of the European Union and the UN. And they're very happy to partner with us and together to sort of raise our voice as well on those platforms eventually.
I understand that as part of that partnership, there was an online event which was held earlier in the month. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, sure. So the event was timed for the Durban conference, which I don't know if you know about, but it was a very anti-Semitic conference that happened in 2001. This year was the 20th anniversary of that conference, which came out with the Durban Declaration, which singled out Israel for condemnation and no other nation. That conference also was marked by some very ugly anti-Semitic displays. So the European Coalition organised this event to coincide not just with the anniversary of the Durban Declaration, but also for Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. So they made it like a celebration, and there were countries from all over the world, started in Samoa, it finished in Venezuela over 6 hours. New Zealand, we participated in that. Of course, we were locked down, so Alfred and I sent off videos, but we also sent a video of a really significant event that happened earlier this year up at Ngapui, where there was a welcome for the Israeli ambassador. So we were able to contribute to that online event, and also we launched our coalition at the same time. So that's a little bit about the event.
Alfred, for you, firstly, just in regards to the Durban conference, I understand New Zealand, one of the countries around 30 or so that boycotted or did not attend from a political standpoint, must be a good thing.
Yeah, it was a good thing, and I think it took a little time to get there, so the decision was delayed for some time. Whereas some of the other sort of partnering nations like the UK, like Australia, like US had pulled out quite early. And the main reasons why is that historically since 2001, you know, the Durban Conference has proven itself to have a strong, you know, messaging around anti-Semitism, like Holocaust denial. There's a whole lot of messaging that was coming out, which wasn't helpful. And these countries recognize that. So it was a good step that we took that.
I want your thoughts with regards to why is it important to have this platform, this group, the Indigenous Coalition for Israel, and the connection between Israel and the Indigenous cultures, not just in New Zealand, but globally?
Yeah, so if I can answer that question, first of all, and because we're using 531 PI and it's a Pacifica platform, if I can go from Indigenous being sort of more global in a sense, but then Indigenous being specific to our Pacifica people who are Indigenous in their own right. And so two things is that, you know, we cherish the fact is that when we go home, so when you go home to Samoa or to Tonga, to Niue, to the Cook Islands, right, you cherish the fact is that that's your homeland, right? Even though we've resettled in New Zealand, a number of us, actually we cherish, because we would call ourselves Indigenous. In other words, we are the original inhabitants, the people who are of the land, right? So the first thing, we connect with Israel because historically, and also to, you know, in a variety of different ways, we can see the connections, you know, archaeologically, that that prove the point that Israel is the homeland of the Jewish nation, of the Jewish people. The other thing too is that in our Pacifica, you know, our faith is such a big part of who we are. And so the Bible has a strong connection to Israel, right? And because of the fact that it's where, in our Christian faith, where the fact of Jesus. So it wasn't a British or an English, you know, God that we were receiving. In fact, a lot of the translations of our Bibles, for instance, have come from Hebrew translation, right? Rather than coming from, that's the Hebrew and the Greek coming together, rather than coming from the English translations. And so our connection, both understanding Indigenous people like us, being Indigenous Pacifica people, having a connection through our faith. And often, you know, Brian, when a lot of our people have gone back, our Pacifica people, and have done a tour to Israel, they literally just cry. They weep. And I remember the time in the 80s when my dad's oldest brother went back. And he came back, and for the next 10 hours, right, well, it seemed like that, all he kept on talking about is that how the things he'd read in the Bible were now a real place, real people, real time, you know, and it makes a difference. So that's the reasons why I think that Indigenous and Israel is such a natural fit.
Sheree?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. Also for Aotearoa, you know, Māori have quite a history of a special connection with Jews and with the Israelites. We see in the 19th century, just looking back at our history, that a lot of the Māori prophetic movements were actually inspired by the Israelites and their suffering in the wilderness. So, you know, we had Te Kōti and we had Pai Marere and these kinds of movements, which gained a lot of inspiration from a connection with the Israelites. And also, as with Alfred, there's a whakapapa connection for many Indigenous and Pacific and Māori people as well who have Jewish heritage.
Now, in terms of upcoming events for the Indigenous Coalition for Israel, can you tell us about some of the upcoming events, please?
Absolutely. Well, we're really looking forward to our inaugural hui, which once we get out of lockdown, we'll be able to work towards. And we really want to just gather people together for connection, for collaboration, and, you know, just to increase our understanding of who Israel is and connecting with the Jewish people as well. So, you know, if you want to know about that, go to our website, indigenouscoalition.org, sign up for the newsletter. The newsletter is the best way to keep up to date with what we're happening. Also, our Facebook, go to our Facebook, Indigenous Coalition for Israel, and then you'll be able to keep up with what's coming up ahead.
Dr. Sheree Trotter and the Honourable Alfred Ngaro, Indigenous Coalition for Israel founders, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Very much appreciated, and all the very best for the ongoing work. Shalom. Thank you.
Yep. Well.